every heartbreak, every blessing, you can have it all.
FM 90.3 WJTL, Jordan Smith, great you are. Good morning to you. It's 8:04. Convoy of Hope has delivered thousands of pounds in the Texas area impacted by the July 4th flooding. And the Vice President of Public Engagement for Convoy of Hope, Ethan Forhetz, joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning to you, Ethan.
Good morning, Fred. Good to be with you.
So great to have you on the phone. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm in the Kerrville area of Texas. It's an area, it's called Hill Country down here. You know, most of Texas is flat, but this particular area has very wooded hills, lots of rivers running through and creeks running through those hills, creating cliffs, those sorts of things. And that's where the water just added up so quickly more than a week ago. And that water came rushing through and devastated so many people, so many families here.
Just can't imagine. I mean, we've watched, you know, we've all watched the videos, we've all seen the news reports, and within hours of that happening, Convoy of Hope was there. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works and what you guys do?
Well, Convoy is always ready. A big part of what we do as an organization is respond to disasters in this country and around the world. Last year, for example, we responded to 99 disasters. When you consider 52 weeks in a year, you kind of get an idea of how busy our teams are. So we're constantly like a group of firefighters waiting for a bell to ring, whatever disaster that is. And sadly, it happened on the 4th of July. We got the call and we were understanding, getting some a little bit more clarity the day after about what had happened, how bad it was, and Convoy sprung into action. What we do in large part is work with churches. We want to empower the local church to be the beacon of light in that community. We want people to go to the local church for help. So what Convoy of Hope does is we resource the local church with the supplies that we have. So these are things like water, all the basic necessities that you need in the immediate aftermath of a disaster. Water, food, hygiene items, baby supply items, cleaning supplies, those sorts of things that people need and sometimes can't get in a disaster area. Those are the things that we get to churches, and then churches can bring in people and minister to their community.
Man, that's an amazing plan. I love how you guys work with a local church to do that. Ethan, since your team has been there, any stories that come to mind that you could share about how God has worked through Convoy of Hope?
Well, you know, it's interesting because what we want to do is empower the local church. Just a couple of nights ago, we had one of our big trucks arrive at a local church, and the pastor was there. Big crowd showed up to get supplies and then also help to distribute the supplies. And the pastor was talking, and he said, you know, this is the largest crowd that I've had here in years. It was more than 300 people had gathered. It's a small town, small church. So that church was able to minister to hundreds of people, many more than it normally can, because people were open to it. They were showing up at the church. The church had things to offer that were tangible, but also obviously had the spiritual component where people at the church and our Convoy team members were able to pray with people. Because really what's happening here, the trauma of this is going to be going on for a long time. There is a palpable sadness in this area, just a heaviness, all the loss of life. Everyone here knows someone who is missing, has lost their lives, or has a family member in that situation. So it's a very heavy place right now. Hearts are broken, and it seems as though it's a hopeless situation in many senses. But we know there is hope, and what Convoy of Hope is here to do is to deliver that hope to people who feel hopeless.
It's amazing. Convoy of Hope's disaster service team consistently among the first to respond to tragedies throughout the world. And I'm wondering, Ethan, how can our listeners be part of what you're doing, not only in Texas, but throughout the rest of the year? Can we come alongside you and support what you're doing?
We would love that. And the number one thing that we ask for is prayer. We need prayer for our teams, that we would have wisdom and favor and discernment and the ability to get supplies to people who need them. Obviously, we'd ask that you pray for the people of Texas right now as they're dealing with really the unimaginable in many ways. So the prayer is the number one thing that we need, and we covered your prayers. So thank you for that. I know your audience is a praying audience. Number two, if you could make a donation, that helps us be able to get those supplies to people who need the supplies. It allows us to do what we do. It all comes down to resources, right? So whenever we have the resources to do it, we're free to do it and say yes whenever those calls come in. And at Convoy of Hope, more than 91 cents of every dollar donated goes where the donor wants it to go. We work hard at that. And through our connections, through corporations and our transportation means, we're able to take your $50 donation and turn it into $250 worth of supply. So you can go to convoyofhope.org if you'd like to make a donation. And then advocate. That's free to do for everybody. It's just a few clicks away. Everybody's on social media. Convoy of Hope is on social media. So we'd ask you to just type in the search bar, Convoy of Hope, follow us, like us. And then when you see something that touches your heart, we're producing videos from this area to show you what we're doing. And then year-round, we'll keep you up to date on what's happening through Convoy of Hope. You can like and share that, and who knows who you may be introducing Convoy of Hope to for the first time.
We're talking with Ethan Forhetz of Convoy of Hope. They are in Texas. How long will you guys stay there, Ethan? How long will you be delivering these supplies to those in need?
It's always difficult to put an actual time stamp on something to tell you how long, but I'll tell you this. Convoy of Hope has pledged to be here for the long haul. We're going to be here helping these churches, resourcing these churches to be able to help people in the community for the long term. Now, whether the times can change on that, but we're going to be here as long as the need is here, is what Convoy of Hope has pledged to do.
Amazing. Here's an opportunity for us to pray, to share, and to give. Convoyofhope.org is the place where you could start. Check out their Facebook and Instagram as well and be a part of what they're delivering, the hope that they're delivering to those who have been so impacted by the July 4th flooding in the Texas Hill Country. Ethan, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to share with us today. We're praying for you. We wish you well, and may God bless your efforts there as you touch lives in Texas.
Thanks, Fred. It's good to be with you.
Coming up, we've got more opportunities for you to be a winner today. Also, music on the way from Emerson Day, Passion, Forrest Frank, and more.